I see.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Where?
A yellow submarine.
Where?
A yellow submarine. It is a freak accident. The most submarine show on the internet. It is substandard. It is submoral. It is everything and more. Welcome. We are glad you're here. It's the best mistake ever. I think aptly named at this point. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to the show for any reason, is freaks at afreakaccident.com. Four hosts. One, be me, Crisco. Two,
me, Lazy E.
Three, be me, Kara. Four, Mickey.
Him.
Yeah.
Always one. I mean, four.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the show. We're really glad that you're here. We've got a great one planned out, as always. You don't skimp on the greatness around here.
No.
We don't throw together this show like a bunch of aluminum stapled together and held on with glue and duct tape that's then going to try to descend 13,000 feet. No. No. We very much take slow care to prepare, including sitting around for about an hour waiting for a computer to update that we no longer need. Because I was able to finally solve the computer issue with the new computer by pressing a single button.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
I figured it out, though. Doesn't that make you happy? That we actually have operational
equipment
here? If
only we had tried that first.
Yeah, I didn't know to try it first. Well, to be first today. Well, I thought to myself, there's no way it's going to be that easy. And then Mickey pointed out, because the other computer is still sitting at 0% on its update.
Yeah.
On its update cleanup. So we would be staring at each other lovingly into each other's eyes.
Wow. As per usual.
Kara threatened to peg me earlier. That was odd. That happened off mic, but it's on the internet now, so that's permanent.
My bet is that old computer is not going to be done doing what it needs to do by the end of the show.
I won't take that. I won't take that bet because I'll lose.
I think you're right.
Oh, it's done. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
No way, no how. The show is good. The show is going to be real good
so
this time.
Say.
We got a listener active to do, and it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with you guys?
Well, I saw Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks this
past
weekend.
Oh, that was this weekend.
Oh, it was so good. Billy Joel played for 2 hours straight. He even did Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
And he just did hit after it. And then he did this thing where he asked the audience what you want to play, this song or this song. And a couple of them, I'm like, oh, man.
It's a hard choice.
Well, no. It was, they picked the song Vienna instead of New York State of Mind. I'm like, come on.
And you missed out on one you wanted to hear?
No.
Oh.
Because then in the encore, he played all the songs he didn't play.
Oh, nice.
He nailed them all out.
A smart fella.
That's what they do anymore. The bands, artists will save their biggest hits for the encore. They don't play them during the main thrust of the concert.
Duh.
But Billy Joel has all hits.
Yeah.
It's all a good selling point.
Yeah.
Well, it makes you stick around. But I mean, I guess my point, though, is like everybody, like, of course people are going to stick around for the encore. Like, who's leaving when you walk off stage the first time? Like, they're gonna stay. So you should just make it a part of the main show and then do something really interesting and special and different for the encore. Like, make the encore actually worth sticking around.
Yeah, or just don't even do an encore because just it's the show.
Yeah, because you're just playing songs that you would normally play and that everyone's expecting you to play.
Yeah, like the encore is a fake out.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, we all know you're not waiting for us. They act so surprised. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like, what? He didn't.
What?
There's no way he finished the show without playing the piano, man. Like, come on.
The greatest thing he said was, he goes, well, I don't have any new stuff, so I'm not going to play anything new. And I was like, good.
Yeah.
Because that's the least thing I want to see at a concert. Here's something that you've never heard before.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah.
Bands do that a lot.
Yeah. I know. It's annoying.
Who wants to hear something new and like nobody can sing along to it? And like also like the acoustics at shows are usually terrible.
Mm.
So you can't really hear anything. You can't really hear the words or anything that's going on. So it's just like, oh, okay. That sounded kind of good. Can't wait to actually hear it. You know, when the MP3 comes out or whatever.
Yeah.
MP3.
Yeah, I don't even... What
do you call it? Because I don't know, because I still buy CDs, and I know nobody else does that, really.
I do.
Well, you do. But I mean, like, a lot of the youths listening to this show are like, what's the CD?
You stream now.
Yeah.
Stream? Okay, when it comes out on Spotify, I guess you would say, when it hits streaming.
Sure.
Is that the phraseology?
It is.
Am I doing it right? Am I keeping up? Am I trendy?
Boomer.
Am I
hip? No, you're still Chuggy.
I'm hip. I'm hip with the kids.
It's hip to be square.
Yeah.
Hip, so hip.
That's my
be.
Theme song. None of these kids know
know
that band either.
No. Nope.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Right.
Yep.
And the news is bad because we are old. Well, I'm old. Well, you're all older than me.
Uh-huh.
So we're all collectively old.
Kara's the oldest.
Thank you for reminding me.
No, that's cool, though. I'm glad you had a great time.
I was just glad in the encore when he played We Didn't Start the Fire, I got to go, JFK, blown away! What else do I have to say?
Submarine sunk to the bottom!
Speaking of, I went down a rabbit hole. I went deep to the depths of the ocean on the internet about the submarine stuff.
I can't wait for that segment.
Submersible.
I can't
wait
to learn all that you've learned.
Deep, deep to the depths.
Deep.
That was for you guys.
Deep. Titanic. Deep.
Yep.
Deep.
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 So, that'll be good.
So that'll be fun.
So, you know what, though? You mentioned he doesn't have any new songs. And, like, thank God, because a couple of weeks ago, I was at the record store. Those things, they're still one of them. It still exists sometimes. But I go there, and I noticed, I think it was Whitesnake came out with a new
album. They did.
Interesting.
Wow. And I'm always like,
isn't that the one that caused the fire in Rhode Island?
No, that was Great White.
Great White, that's right.
We know it wasn't Billy Joel.
Yes.
But like, what?
He never starts the fire.
Right. It's always been burning since the world's been turning. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you see that sometimes. You'll see like Boston will come out with a new album or like Kansas or somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Whitesnake, obviously, for those not familiar, Whitesnake is famous for a song that came out in the 80s.
Yep.
Here I Go Again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in a bunch of movies. If you ever saw Old School, it like plays over the end credits. It's a pretty well-known classic rock song. That was like their one and only hit. Like, they had other songs, you know, Is This Love? It was like a famous ballad that they did. Mm-hmm. But like, that was it, and that was in the 80s, which
you're
is now...
You're breaking some mom's hearts right now, I can guarantee it.
But, but my point is, I might be, but like that's, what, 40 years ago now at this point?
Yeah.
So almost half a century. They have not had a hit since, yet they are still trying.
That's
God,
adorable.
Bless their heart.
That's like, really adorable.
I guess they'd be like, why? Why are you trying?
Why not?
Just rest on the laurels of what you've made. You don't need to keep producing new music that nobody is interested in hearing.
You wonder if they look at a band like the Foo Fighters that keep coming out with albums and keep getting on the radio, and then like Whitesnake sitting there like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, what did we do wrong?
Come on, man.
Yeah, what did we do? Like another one is, I saw they had a new album. This was months ago already. But Buckcherry?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Those crazy bitches.
What was their
crazy
song?
Bitch.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And to a lesser extent, I Love the Cocaine.
Yeah.
It was like kind of like a precursor to that, but Crazy Bitch was a monster.
Yeah.
That song was huge. And then you heard nothing else from them ever again. Like granted, they would release new music and it might hit like the X category.
Yeah.
You know, on like or like the N category in radio, whatever your station uses for the new music designation. Like, it would stay there, it would play at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, but it would never make it into like main rotation. It would certainly never be CB or A. You know, you would never see it actually played, you know, in afternoon drive or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
But it's like, it would come out, but it would like fizzle instantly. Nobody, they never had another hit, but
Do you know what happened
to them?
God love
them. They're still making music.
What happened to them is Hinder.
Oh.
Hinder came out and took their place.
Yeah, kind of. Get Stoned. Was
Get Stoned came out, knocked out Buckcherry. Then they had Lips of an Angel.
Oh, that song was... Yeah. That song...
Yeah.
That crossed over, didn't it?
That went to country, even. There was a country cover.
Oh my God.
Working at the radio station overnight, and I heard it on all four stations.
Oh, that's right. They did, like, an acoustic country cover. Oh, my God.
I remember that.
But similarly, when's the last time you heard anything from Hinder? I'm pretty sure they had a new album probably within the last 2 years, but like you'd have no clue. You've never heard another one of their songs.
Yeah.
I wonder what hindered them.
All right.
Yeah, soak it in.
It's okay.
I think you kind of overreacted.
He's had better ones.
Yeah.
Just enjoy.
That's, though, they're a little bit more modern, though. Like, Whitesnake, Kansas, Boston. Like, the fact that you guys are still making music all these years later, and like I said, you've never had another hit even remotely as big as that one you had almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, it's okay, guys. You're probably still making big royalties off that one because it still shows up in commercials, in movies, in television shows.
They're still able to tour because of it.
Supernatural, as a television show alone, is responsible for most of these bands probably being able to buy food for 10 years because they, you know, and Guardians of the Galaxy, too, bringing back all these classic songs for... to the modern vernacular. And Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the thing. Like, Kate Bush, nobody had ever even heard of her, I think.
And then she wins a Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, like, somebody, I remember reading last year after the Stranger Things finale had Master of Puppets in it.
Oh, no, she made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Kate Bush.
Right.
Not the Grammy.
But she had, it was number one. And then they said after the finale, the one guy I remember saying, like, yeah, the number one song on the Billboard charts right now is an 8-minute long heavy metal song. It's thrash metal. It's like, oh, wow. It literally, I don't think Metallica had ever had a number one song before.
Wow.
That was their first one. Now, granted, like, they've had big popular songs.
Right.
Obviously, their music is very successful. The Black Album is X number of times platinum or whatever, but like... they've never had a number one because rock just doesn't go that high, generally speaking.
Well, it's kind of like Aerosmith didn't have a number one hit until I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's an insane stat.
Same kind of thing, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and Metallica, less so because they're technically metal. I mean, the Black Album and the Loads were like rock. The new one's kind of rock. But like they were mostly just, you know, they were heavy metal. Like, they had a subgenre of people or a subculture of people that followed them. But they never had any number one hits. Finally had a number one hit after all this time, and it's because of a television show. but that's the thing. They're keeping these bands alive, though. But again, it's like you almost feel like if Stranger Things used, like, Here We Go Again in the next season, you know Whitesnake's going to be like, you know, guys, we just came out with a new album. We don't care, guys.
No, we really don't.
Like,
just make money off of this.
Yeah, just seriously, sit on those royalties. They're probably doing you pretty good, I would imagine.
You would hope, anyways.
You would hope.
If their contract wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Or if they put all their Whitesnake money in the white nose.
I mean, at the same time, though, it's like it is... It is that song. Like, you gotta at least give it credit. Like, it's a monster hit for a reason. You know, it's a good song.
That has lasting
power.
That was the one kid who used to be my friend. Was his Yeah, well, he's not my friend. Yeah.
Well, he killed him. So
yeah, I murdered him. But
he got tired of him playing "Here I Go Again" on loop.
No, he had that as his son dance at his wedding.
Here I go again?
Yeah. Mm. Here I go again on my own.
That doesn't...
I don't know. Is that a mother-son song?
Nah, not really.
Who cares? It's his wedding.
Yeah, 80s rock always seems sort of sexy to me. not like Marvin Gaye sexy, but like, that, you know, that, like, they're talking about that.
Not
always.
Marvin Gaye sexy.
Like,
I want that to be our next t-shirt.
Yeah.
We're not Marvin Gaye sexy.
He'd probably try to sue us, though.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, his estate just sued what's his face?
Oh, yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right.
apparently, what is it? The four chord progression is Marvin Gaye invented
that.
It.
Yeah, they didn't win that.
They didn't win it, but that was their argument, literally, that he invented four chord progression. That's never been done. It's never wasn't done before. It hasn't been done since.
Make him a brain hurt.
Yeah, that was the argument. The songs sounded nothing alike.
No, nothing alike.
They were arguing he ripped him off.
Boy,
man, Marvin Gaye had the most rock and roll death ever. His dad got coked up and shot him.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
That's awful.
But it's like the most rock and roll way to go.
I guess, but he wasn't rock and roll.
I want to get Timmy coked up and see if he'll maul Kara. How cool
I can't
would that
help
be?
You, Kara. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why? I don't know. I don't know why my brain went there. I just think that would be a great...
You'd go to the Golden Scrudel.
You guys are weird.
Yeah? You're figuring that out, are you?
Just now.
On the sub today.
Oh, wow.
The economy has the right.
Whoa. I hit something.
What is happening?
I don't know.
That was Jada Pinkett Smith.
Obviously.
You were wondering.
Obviously. Keep her name out your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to get slapped by Will Smith.
You're just going to hear like the sound of like... It's like Will Smith doing a halo drop from orbit. So I obviously my mind is in the submarine. So that's our first segment, which like it is a sad situation, but it's also funny. I'm laughing and I'm like, I'm concerned. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll talk. Kara's very excited about it.
I am. I stayed up way too late last night.
Seeing
as
you did a deep dive on it.
I did, yes. That's the word.
In the submarine.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's true. What else are we talking about?
We've got a listener active. We asked a question. Would you rather be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive?
Did anybody listen?
Well, considering Kara put it in wrong on the Facebook.
I did. She put
80% more attractive. It's not that big of a deal.
It was just the percentage I put wrong. Yeah. Okay, this is going to come down to paying taxes all over again.
Kara, I think you need to take smarter, like just, you know...
That was going
to
be my answer.
By default.
Anyway,
so. It has to be.
I think because of
it
that.
It has to be. Yeah. Yeah. After that, absolutely, 100%. You don't get the other option.
I don't think I could get 30% more attractive.
I thought she was going to say, I thought she was going to, that's where I thought she was going to, anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a list of pre-90s skills that are basically obsolete at this point. How many of these do we have?
Well, I'm sure I have all of them since I'm so old.
Now, these are pre-90s.
Yeah.
But I guess there's probably a lot of them probably carried over, though.
We'll find out.
Maybe.
On this episode.
Weird things people have requested at restaurants. And if we have time, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
This one has your name on it.
Oh, does it really?
It's a hack for Mickey to stay awake rather than drinking that coffee that you hate.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Which also doesn't keep you awake, though, which we discovered.
Yeah, so
She literally just drinks it for no reason. She hates it, and it does her no favors.
Yeah.
It doesn't improve her energy or anything. It's just something that she does for no discernible reason.
That's like coffee alcoholism.
I told you, it's addiction. We've been through this before.
You're addicted to caffeine?
Coffee.
But it doesn't do anything to you.
Doesn't matter.
Like, okay, I can understand somebody getting addicted to a drug that makes them feel really good or makes them fast or...
Yeah, but maybe she doesn't
nice
think
trip.
It does anything to her because her body's adapted
to it. I know that
I
get a headache if I don't have it.
Yeah,
so we're staving off the headache.
Well, okay.
That's addiction.
You get a headache when you come here, though. You keep coming here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that's your own
he
damn
does
fault.
Have you there.
It's your own damn fault. We'll see if we have time to get to that one, though, but it's all on the way.
On this episode of a freak accident.
Jesus, pick 30% smarter. You need it. Yeah. God almighty, do you need it.
Hey, a freak accident is sponsored by Parlor Beverages, also fueled by it.
That's not even the words.
I don't
that's
know.
God almighty.
Listen, we're going to talk about Parlor Beverages for a second. All right, so Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda that you will ever gulp down. Parlor isn't just soda, it is a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. As old as Kara, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
Listen, you could suck and be addicted to something stupid like coffee, or you could become addicted to something like Parlor.
Yay!
Like, I was actually talking to a guy at the gym earlier today about like our love of birch beer, like our shared love of birch beer, and I told him, there's this local soda company that has, or they're a micro-brewed soda company that does amazing root beer, butterscotch beer, and birch beer. And he was like, what? What are they called? And I'm like, Parlor, bro. You got to check it out. So I told him the website. I gave him the code. And he's going to go get it, order himself a 15 million pack of birch beer.
Wow.
He was all about it. I'm lowball. Wow. No, 15 octillion.
Octillion. That's the number of the day.
Yeah.
So, especially, Kara, stop whatever you're doing. But you listening, stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners to a freak accent, like Crisco was saying, can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor beverages. Drink more freaking root beer.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Called it.
What are the chances? I get these songs way before you said that earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got my thumb on the pulse of all that is E.
That's it. He's got his thumb on the pulse that all that is E.
That was an attempt.
Yeah.
Just give me it.
It was close. An attempt. So everybody in the world is talking about this story.
Now including us.
Right. We had to. A submarine filled with five people went missing over the week, at the end of the weekend.
A submersible.
Right. Well, that is the first thing. There comes Kara.
I'm ready. I am locked and loaded for this segment. Yeah, let's go.
She went deeper than the dead people on the sub to find this information.
They're not dead yet. Well, they might be by the time this episode comes out.
I mentioned that this is... I do find this hysterical for a number of reasons. It's sad that people are likely going to die.
And the way they're going to die.
Right, yeah.
Well, my thought is they are probably already dead because that submarine got crushed like a tin can.
Jeez.
You also mentioned to me that they are billionaires.
They are.
Which does soften the blow of them dying. Because...
Not really.
Well, yeah, because we could use a couple of less of those. I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God. All right.
So, first of all, this trip, okay, cost $250,000 per person.
Right.
Whoa.
That's correct.
Which is crazy. And then when you actually get into the nitty-gritty of... this situation, you gotta wonder how smart these people actually were to be paying this amount of money for this.
Well, think about it. Think how much do they pay to go 4 feet in outer space and come back? How much was that on Elon Musk's rocket ship?
Probably about the same.
Yeah, good question.
Or more.
When you just have so much money, what do you spend it on?
The ocean is way scarier than space.
Oh, for sure. I would never do either of these things, but I'm just saying, you're so rich.
I would go to space before I went to the bottom of the ocean. I would. And I've told you, one of my weird, fears that makes no sense is floating away into space. I would risk that before I would go down into the ocean. Oh. Especially after, some videos that I watched where it's literally at, 200 feet down, you would be crushed.
Yeah.
Completely crushed to death.
And there's monsters underneath the sea that we don't even know what they are.
Yeah. What boggles my mind about it is there is only so deep that we can go. Our technology only allows us to go so far.
Because then it'll get crushed.
And we've barely scratched the surface of the deepest parts of the sea.
Yeah.
And yet... there is stuff that lives way deeper than our technology will allow us to go.
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
It is.
I don't want to think about it.
No.
I don't like thinking about it. That I share a planet with those things. Why do you think I want to go into space? I want to get as far away from that stuff as I can.
You don't know what's out there, though.
I'm okay. What I don't know won't hurt me. Or maybe it will.
But you don't
But I won't know about it until I see it, and so ignorance is bliss. So nana boo boo.
Whatever you win.
Stick your head in doo-doo.
You can win.
But you mentioned submersible.
Yeah.
Because
it's not a full submarine. It's just a bunch of pieces put. Now, they did claim that they worked with NASA and whatever to put the body together. I
like
know.
The way she said NASA.
NASA.
Down in NASA.
Because a lot of the stuff that they had to put it together with was stuff he just found in like a dump and whatever. The owner, the CEO, who incidentally was on the submersible. I have so many things. Oh my God, my brain is racing.
Just desserts.
But
you built this piece of crap and now you can die in it.
I mean, they have one. It's 22 feet long, 8 feet high. You have to sit.
So it's like a truck.
You have to sit cross-leg, 5 people in it. You have
a truck. It's like a van, a large van.
Yeah. No, like a truck is about 22 feet.
Yeah, I saw
like
the
a regular
one,
like a trailer, like a tractor trailer.
No, 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 like a regular,
oh, like a regular four-wheel truck.
The one article on CNN, it said the title said no seat, one toilet, and I was like, that sounds like a weird porn.
Can you imagine down there right now, assuming that it wasn't crushed like a tin can, how much it stinks in that?
Well, and here's the thing. They so okay, wait, let me get back to the 22 feet long, 8 feet high. There's a little tiny cockpit in the front where the guy sits to drive with the with the like PlayStation remote controller that he uses to drive the thing.
Oh my God.
There's one button that turns it on and off, and then everybody else has to sit cross-legged. There's a carpet, not even seats. You sit on a carpet, and like you can only maybe stretch out one person's legs at a time, okay? Only that one window. Everybody else watches it on a screen, so it's like you could really fake it, these millionaires out, and like take them to pretend ocean, because they're not even really watching it outside. They'd have no clue. Like shake it around a couple minutes, and then like a Disney ride,
those rides that just stay in one spot. Yeah,
they'd have no idea. And then you have the one toilet, which is basically like a bucket, and it's behind a curtain. And if you have to go to the bathroom, they just turn music up really loud while you're going to the bathroom. I'm telling you,
one of the worst parts of this was because of the fact that you can get decompression sickness,
right?
Or either direction, whether you're going down or coming up. That's the common name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
They recommend. I read before. They recommend you don't eat in advance of this trip. So like, they're starving too.
Yeah.
On top of like slowly suffocating.
Oh my God! Do you think one of them ate the other one?
No.
Like in a live situation.
They tell you actually to bring water, a sandwich, and an extra pack of clothes in case you get cold. They do actually tell them to bring that.
I think somebody ate somebody.
But.
It's for pooping.
But I don't know where you want to go with this story. I could go ramble
forever. Yeah, well, so basically, Ocean Gate Expeditions is the company. Mm-hmm. The ship is called Titan. It is a submersible, which, as I understand it, though, the people in it don't drive it.
No.
It is driven by a person in the boat up top, which is specifically why it's a submersible. Mm. So the people inside the damn thing aren't in control of it.
So how do they not know where this thing is?
What I don't understand is how there is not a fail-safe where, like, there's not a button you can smash that immediately inflates some kind of floaties that take it to the surface if you lose communication with the ship up top. Well, because that's what happened.
They lose communication. They actually normally communicate via text while they're traveling.
So here's the best part. The people down there, right, they can't, like, I guess they have... They don't have like radar or sonar of anything of their own. It's stripped down. Like it's basically you've got a window and that's it. So the guy sits in the window and looks where he wants to go, and he texts the people in the ship, and then they use the
remote
a Logitech gaming controller that looks like a PlayStation pad to control where this thing goes. So this is their system. And you're paying $250,000 for this trip. Is nobody asking any of these questions or looking at this stuff going, this seems ridiculous and not safe at all.
And it's terrifying. It's 6 hours to get to the Titanic, basically.
Which is
like,
where they were going,
by the way.
They were going down to look at the wreckage of a ship that you can see with pictures.
Yeah, they let you like float around and check stuff out for 4 hours.
Followed a little too closely with the storyline of that ship.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Incidentally, when I first saw like the on the news, the title of the news story.
Yeah.
I saw like Titanic and Expedition Lost or whatever, and I thought, did Titanic 2 launch and crash? And I laughed for like five straight minutes before I realized what was going on. And then I was concerned. And then like when I got more details, I laughed again because this whole situation is freaking ridiculous.
It's also terrifying.
Yeah. Well,
because
that,
if you think about what they're going through.
They have no control.
Right.
They're going to die of lack of oxygen if they didn't die of being crushed.
They said there's several ways if they are... If they are still alive. Well, wait, let's, before we even get into that. Also, the submersible cannot be opened from the inside, obviously. But first, I mean, you have, like, when they put you in it, they close it from the outside.
Right.
So even if they kind of floated to the top, they'd still have to be found to get out of it. They still can't get themselves out of it.
Right.
So
you would still be trapped inside with no
breathable air. They'd still be trapped
and
maybe floating on the top. Yeah. So it's.
So they paid that much money to go to prison undersea.
I guess. And they have the air, the oxygen, which everybody's focusing on, but there's also a thing called a scrubber system. That's where you, when you release your CO2, when you're breathing, you need to get that out of the air that you're breathing or else you're going to, you know, die
and
from that.
In a closed space like that, like you're going to fill it up real quick.
Right. And those systems are usually really big. So they think that they don't even have one that would accommodate that submersible anyway. So there's a chance, you know, think about that. They're probably hyperventilating, super nervous. It's
crying,
the air
sobbing,
usage is probably not what we expect it to be regardless.
I heard this morning that they had 30 hours left.
Yeah.
With that being said, by the time this show comes out,
we'll know.
They will have run out of their conceivable oxygen supply if they're not found. The last I heard was they were like all of the rescue crews, because so what happened was it went missing. They lost contact with the sub an hour and 45 minutes after the expedition started. Then I guess they took like way too long to even request rescue from the Coast Guard
or
whoever
like
else.
8 hours.
Yeah,
to request
they
help.
Waited way too long to ask
Why
for help.
Why would they wait so long?
Because they're idiots. These people glued this thing together from junk, and they have a PlayStation controller operating.
They wanted to try to probably prove that they were right and it works because it's embarrassing. But now they're going to be charged with murder.
Well, right.
They were also warned by multiple agencies that this was not safe and they should never use it. But they went ahead with it anyway.
Yes.
So.
And they did say that in the past they have lost contact before for like an hour or two.
That's
so
funny.
They weren't. They
this
were,
is why I'm saying I don't feel bad that these people die at all, because you are, if you're that stupid, we needed you gone. Like, we don't need you out there with all that money, especially because they were billionaires. We don't need that.
Yeah.
The one person was the CEO of this company. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing he's gone before he could kill again. Wow. I'm okay with that. Now, here's the other thing. I also read they could only contact the thing if they are directly above it.
Wow. Well. I didn't know
if
that
thing goes outside of directly under the ship, they lose. That's how easy it is to lose contact. So one rogue wave pushes you 20 feet to the right. No contact. Quick, float back over there. We can't find them. That's probably what happened.
Sure, absolutely.
That's probably what happened. So they waited too long. Coast Guard, I know like people from multiple countries, Canada, France, I think, is involved in this. But what it's crazy to me is that we don't have the technology to get like a 3D rendering of stuff that's underwater. Like, how don't we have
it's just
that?
So we do.
Deep. It's just so, you know.
Because they just did the whole scan of the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like maybe a year ago of the ocean floor and everything.
You know, they're deploying those people-less other, like, you know,
probably,
drone type
just
things
see
to
if
see
they
what's
can
going on.
Well,
anything.
That was the thing that I heard. Like, the last thing was they were putting forth, like, one final, like, major effort to find them. But here's the thing. Even if you located it down there, that is way deeper than most common vessels can go. How do you even get them out?
Sure.
Well,
how
yeah,
do you get them back up?
They said that they heard a noise recently.
They did. They said they were hearing... The sonar picked up tapping sounds, and it was tapping roughly every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a French explorer as one of the people that's on this, and they said that he's been in situations where he's done things like this. Not exactly like this, but where he's been underwater submarines, and they said he might have an idea. The tapping might actually be Morse code, and he would have an idea of how the tapping would carry in the water, you know, how they should tap, maybe to make it obvious that it's not just a normal underwater sound. But that would stand to say that they could really do the same thing back, and if they are alive, they would hear it. But I don't know. Is that comforting or scary? Because if they can't find you,
right,
you don't know where you are. It's dark. And
interesting
that
that guy is smart enough to figure that out, but wasn't smart enough to ask questions about the PlayStation controller operating the ship that he's on.
So it's just, you know, multiple ways they, if they are not, if they're alive, it's just extremely terrifying and depressing to think about what they must be experiencing because they know what's happening.
I think that the big thing is going to be when they find this thing years from now, whenever, you know, it's either going to wash ashore one day or, you know,
or just going to stay stuck down there with the Titanic.
I mean, maybe, you know, but like, I feel like at some point, kind of like when we found the Titanic, like at some point, somebody's going to come across this damn thing down there and they're going to be like, okay, you know, that will finally yield, like, well, what happened? Probably, maybe.
I mean, best case scenario is they bumped into something and they sprung a leak and the thing just imploded on them. Quite honestly, they're probably better off because you would die instantly. You'd have nothing, no idea what's going on because the pressure is just so high.
Yeah.
And at least if that happened, you know, there was no fear. There was no, you know, it just happened.
Sure.
Whereas if they're alive and they're down there and they're living with this
stuck in a sardine
can, a ticking time bomb.
I mean, that's
hey,
that's
guys,
horrifying.
While we have technology on our side, I feel like we should invest in a Logitech F710, which is the remote control that is used to operate the submarine. It's available for £42 on Amazon.
Ooh.
Oh, outrageous. You know, I will
tell
you.
They couldn't even spring for the expensive model.
I will tell you.
Please tell me that came up as an ad while you were reading that.
It's kind of now. I said it out loud. Your phones all listen to it.
Mickey, this I think you'll find most interesting. There are five people down there.
Yeah.
I will tell you there is one not. One thing there is not. A woman.
Well, yeah, women are too smart for this crap.
Yeah.
There probably
we know that.
Just saying.
There probably was going to be a woman on this expedition, but she took one look at that.
She was like, nope.
Yeah. She was like, wait a minute. You have to be directly under it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, how do you maintain that? Nope, I'm not going. Then good for her.
Or we can go the route of conspiracy theory, and somebody wanted to take out five billionaires.
Yeah, and they say, well, the CEO does not usually go on the trips. And wasn't there like something else recently that a CEO was on, and that's when it exploded or it...
I don't know.
Or was it the Titanic that the, like, main person was on?
Well, the person who designed the ship was on the maiden voyage.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know there was something recently that, you know, so that's like a
conspiracy theory.
Well,
that wasn't recently.
Well, not the Titanic.
Well, for you it was.
Obviously.
What was it like when you heard about the Titanic on the news?
Well, I don't even know. It could have...
On the news? They didn't have television.
It was on
the radio.
The newsboys.
Yeah.
Extra, read all about it.
And then she made one of those radio shows about it where they had like the, what do they call those boards that make the noise? The sound effects? Oh, I used to know
I
that.
Don't remember.
An iPad? We have one right there.
No.
Apparently they've heard more sounds. That's the most recent update from USA Today. So, I don't know. I think the entire situation and the fact that anybody was stupid enough to go on this trip is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It is unfortunate that life is going to be lost, but you guys, come on. Like, you gotta look at the situation and understand what you were getting into.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw the PlayStation controller, I'd be out.
Sure.
Right.
I'd be like, nope.
Like, the on-off button is like a giant button, like on an arcade, you know, game that is like turns red or green if you're like moving or not.
They press it and it goes, that was easy.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
When I finally go to buy a new car, and the guy at the dealership is like, listen, we have this new model. It is made of sticks of dynamite and scorpions. And you know what? That's for me.
Yeah.
And then when I complain that I get stung and explode, whose fault really is it? Is it the people who made it, or is it my fault for driving the thing?
60-40.
Maybe. You know, it's kind of in there. Like, who would make a thing out of sticks of dynamite and scorpions? Those people are nuts.
Yeah, but you bought it.
Yeah, what? I did. I went to them and I said, great idea. Yeah. Sign me up. That I'll give you this blank check, and you could just put whatever you want on it. Probably
buy
something
the new
in the,
scorpion.
Yeah, something in the realm of $250,000.
This is not on the same train of thought, but I mean, still about the story. So the Pakistani billionaire and his son that are on it, they have another son.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
And he posted like 20 minutes after they finally announced that they were missing on social media. Hey guys, my dad and brother are missing on this submarine. We can't find them. We hope they're still alive. Yep. Prayers or something. And then people were like, that is why are you on social media posting? That's ridiculous. Well, like the next
couple hours
he went
later.
To a concert.
He went to a
right?
concert.
Blink 182.
And posted it. I mean, I know those tickets were expensive, but geez, like there's no reason
hold
to still
on
be
to that
going.
Picture.
Yeah.
Well, he knows he's getting all that money. You think he cares?
Just terrified. Nah. Like, how
he's
how
getting
not...
all that money. Do you think he cares?
You don't know that
he's
he
going to inherit his father's estate.
Maybe
no,
he's not.
I think he's a stepson.
Oh,
still,
so he doesn't.
Well, yeah,
so he like actually
yeah.
doesn't care.
And I don't know how interstate laws work over in.
Well, yeah,
wherever they're from, Pakistan.
Yeah,
probably just, isn't any. The government probably takes all of it.
Yeah,
it goes to the
prince,
whoever is in charge over.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know.
I was gonna say the Shah. Is it the Shah or is that
I
Iran?
I have no idea.
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know enough about geopolitics.
I didn't study that, just this particular event.
Yeah, you went really deep on this, and I love the fact that you knew every single damn thing about that submersible.
I still have more facts I could talk about.
That would be, you know what? I feel like you should do a live tomorrow.
Like a segment, extra segment.
Yeah, like once these people are long dead, you can just talk about all that you learned about their slow, painful
demise. Study tonight.
Demise.
It's going to be awful. I'm going to be crying.
Looking
it's going
to
be a nightmare.
But yeah, they're
join me for it tomorrow.
By the time you're hearing this, they were either discovered and probably found. I mean, I can't imagine they're still alive at this point. But yeah, don't trust weirdos with dangerous expeditions. That's all I'm going to say. Up next, the listener active. We all need more smarts, probably, but which one of us would take attractive?
We'll find out.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made. I said
it's getting hot in here. So hot. So it's just going to stop here.
So what was the question again?
I don't really think it had much to do with that song.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Lazy E.
Well, it was...
Because Kara got it wrong.
Well, yeah. It was, are you 90% more attractive?
No.
Or do you want to be 90% more attractive or 30% smarter? She put
80. Yay, math. I put 80%, so maybe your answers would change.
No.
If it was an extra 10%.
If it did, they're stupid.
I think my fat finger just hit the wrong number when I was typing it, which is possible. Look at the size of that finger. That's a hot dog.
I just got like a pain behind my eyebrows. Like, I don't know what. Okay. So anyway, we got respondents though, right? This was the listener active segment. Mm-hmm. So before we get to that, what are our answers?
Well, I could easily say smarter, because I already have a fiance. I don't care how I look.
Well, that's nice.
That's like really unfortunate for her. But
too bad she bought a house with me. She's stuck for another 25 more years.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'm going smarter.
Well, we already established.
Yeah,
you need
that
desperately.
Yeah.
Any little bit helps.
I'll take it.
I would prefer smarter.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
Because I don't care about the way I look. Clearly.
I mean, okay. I would take smarter too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting that we all pick smarter. How many people pick attractive? Because like, I don't really think like me. Being 90% more attractive is still like I'm still in the negatives, so that's not going to do me any favors. And plus, even if it did, like, you know, I became like a solid, you know, Wilkes-Barre one, I would still have like one of the worst personalities ever. But at least I could be smarter and learn new things faster. That would be cool. So I'll take that.
Okay, sounds good.
That's my
Want to hear what listeners said?
So what did they? What was your segue? That was my justification anyway.
Emily Cully, who by the way has a top fan badge.
Whoop whoop! Congratulations! You can trade that for meatballs.
What?
At Jersey Mike subs.
At your trade that for meatballs that you make on your own at your own house.
Yeah,
with your own money and products.
Yeah.
30% smarter.
That's smart.
But that's all. No explanation. Okay, the next person, Jeremy Kretz, says, given the choices, I'd say smarter.
Everybody's going to pick smarter.
Yeah. Oh, but wait.
All these arrogant people think that they're as attractive as they need to be already.
But wait.
There's more.
Jon Snow.
Oh, boy.
80% more attractive for sure. More is expected of smart people, while more is given to attractive people.
That is very true.
That is true.
He used taxes on that one, but he's 100% right.
Yeah. You know? And then Chuck Roll says, I worry that if I choose to be 30% smarter, then I'd realize I should have chosen the other option.
That's a good answer.
See, these people are already way smarter than me. This is why I need 30% smarter. They've cracked that egg wide open.
Yeah.
I needed to think about this more. Because obviously my issue is that I am not as cynical as they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because them saying like, oh, well, you know, attractive people just get stuff handed to them.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
That's like the really lazy way to go about it. And ideally, I'll be as lazy as possible.
Look at the Kardashians. They have
they picked 30%
nothing. They well yeah they because
80%
that's like all they have to, is their looks. They have nothing else. They are garbage humans. They are as dumb as like wet cement. It's just it's crazy. But everybody throws things at them. Like somebody told me today that apparently Kylie Jenner had a GoFundMe a couple years ago. She wanted people to just donate money to her to be so that she could be the first woman billionaire.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
No, she didn't make it, though. I think fans made it to help her get to the $1 billion.
Okay. Still, that's like, again.
Still ridiculous.
What did she do to deserve that? Besides,
she looks pretty.
Right. Like, no talents at all.
But the key is, if I want to be 30% smarter, I want my head to grow. Like bigger.
Oh.
Only from the...
Like the leader in the Hulk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want it from the eyebrows up, get bigger. So it just looks like I have a big brain. Yeah.
He wants his bulge to stand out to people so that they'll recognize it.
Yeah. Look at it.
He wants his head to bulge forth.
And be veiny.
Yeah, his veiny, bulging head. He wants to distract people with it and make them stand in awe.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, that's not a bad plan.
Yeah, so I would like to be 30% bigger. I mean, smarter.
30% though. Wait, so like 30%. That's like, what if you're like really, really stupid though? 30%.
Well, that's
kind of
like you
said
with the attractive.
Yeah,
thing.
That's not gonna. If you're that dumb, like if you're as dumb as these people who went on that submarine, that's not helping you.
But it might have been that 30% may have stopped them.
This is
true. Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're really, really
that's
dumb.
Good point.
We talked off mic about the fact. How come nobody called in James Cameron? That dude's been down to that freaking Titanic 1,000 times.
Sure.
And Kara mentioned...
She's sitting at home. How many characters were there?
Avatar how many characters
sort of sucked.
How many characters I've eaten people are on that sub? Yeah. Yeah, Avatars.
I need redemption.
Yeah, you know that's what he's going to do. He's going to have a movie on it in like 2 years.
And if he does it, he should. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, it will be a movie.
This is for sure.
Regardless
speaking of billionaires
out.
That don't need any more money.
But they don't know what happened to them, though. Like, how's that going to end? Are they just going to assume that it...
They have creative...
Everybody's head popped, like...
Leeway or whatever. Yeah. Creative...
No, they started a city, and that's Titanic 2.
They started a city
of
down
gold.
There?
Yeah.
That's like the plot of Bioshock, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
It's a video game.
Okay, I've never played that.
Okay. There's, like, a city down there.
Someone's going to go down now. So it was Titanic.
Now it's Titanic 2.
This one's Titan. And the next one's going to be a couple letters shorter, too. And they're going to go down and check it out.
You got to check out the T-I-T.
Yep, there it is.
Can't say it out loud or the censors will get me.
Just keep dropping letters.
We'll get demonetized from the ads that we don't have.
What about the teat? You can say the teat.
That's more... genteel. I like that.
Yeah. Right.
So if you want to weigh in on this, though, would you rather be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Email freaks at a freakaccident.com. Pre-90s skills that are basically obsolete. How obsolete are we? I can feel my bones breaking.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
You've got skills.
All for one, baby.
Ocean in the ocean.
That's the first band I saw in concert.
Oh my God.
Another ocean reference.
Yeah.
so this is pre-90s skills that are pretty much obsolete anymore. BuzzFeed.com has the full list. Goes on to say everyday skills change over time, mostly due to the advancement in new technology. Like, for instance, you know, kids these days don't need to know the best angle and air pressure to blow into a video game cartridge to make it work.
Oh, true. I remember that.
And it did work.
And you had to tap it just the right way.
I still try to, like, blow into things to make them work better sometimes, and I don't know why. It's just, it's stuck with me.
So does Kara.
Wow. The whole show.
People online were talking about everyday skills from the elder days, you know, pre-9/11 and pre-90s even, that are basically now obsolete. So here are some of the best ones from that that exchange. Number 10, we'll start at 10 and work our way down to 1. Number 10 is developing and processing photographic film.
Aww.
And enlarging prints in a darkroom.
I never did.
Still
that.
Fun
never...
to do.
I imagine it is. Is there like, is, that's like kind of an art form in and of itself, isn't it? Yeah, like developing film in that manner.
Well, yeah, because that, don't they also do like where it's almost like not fully developed and that's like an art form of the picture?
Yeah, you could. There's all sorts of stuff you can do with it.
Wow.
Do you remember when 1 hour photo first became available and everybody was like, oh my God, you can take your film and get it developed in an hour?
Yeah.
Pretty sure my aunt worked at one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like before that, you would drop your film off and it would take forever.
I know.
And 1 hour photo, and now it's like you get it immediately.
Right.
Well, it's on your phone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man. God, I can't even imagine like what. Do they even offer that at like pharmacies like and
photo?
Stuff? Yeah, like at pharmacies? Because I know it used to be at like CVS, Rite Aid, all those places you could walk in and get that done. Like, do they even have it still?
I think they still sell like disposable cameras and stuff.
Well, you could get, I know we did it recently at Walmart, you could send them a picture and in an hour they'll have it matted for you.
Wow.
Oh.
I miss disposable cameras, man. Yeah. Like, that was like such a thing with going on vacation.
The most random photos ever.
Yeah, like you just took pictures of everything. And then like that was part of the fun though, because then like you'd wait to get them developed, they'd get developed, and then like you'd like sit down and go through all of them and you'd laugh and you'd like remember the trip. It's like,
sure.
You know, I don't know. Like that, something's missing with that now.
I feel like social media would be more fun if we use those pictures and not ones that people get to see that they look okay.
Well, that's the thing. Like now, there's such a emphasis on like that. Back then, you couldn't even see what the picture looked like. Yeah. You hoped.
Yep.
You know, you hoped everybody's eyes were open in that shot. Now. And you were very limited on the number you could take.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you wouldn't take 2, 3, 4 pictures. You know, now people do that. But yeah, now like
or 40,
everybody is so obsessed with looking good on social media that it's all so staged, and it feels like it just doesn't have that same. The rawness of it is gone. I miss that. Yeah. Number 9, refolding a map correctly.
Oh.
And beyond that, using a map.
I still do every once in a while.
It's still handy because you don't have
internet access.
Internet everywhere
time.
That you go, and GPS isn't always
available. I just don't go to those places. Where there's no internet, there's no me.
Using the Dewey Decimal System at the library.
Oh, wow.
That always sucked, though.
Yeah.
It never made sense.
No. It's easy. You just don't read.
Oh, my God.
It made sense. It was just very complicated.
Now it's all on computers.
Right.
Like you walk in, there's like a console you can go to, and it basically tells you just what shelf to go to.
We see, that's how technology has helped us.
Right.
Because that's stupid, the Dewey Decimal System.
Well, yeah. I understand, like, they tried to, like, catalog it in a way that it would make things easy to find if you only knew like the first couple syllables of an author's name or something like that. And it was like, oh God, like it could be anywhere. Libraries were huge. Now, you know, just
how much I did not want that job ever. Transferring Dewey Decimal System to computers.
God. Or like when you'd have to update the Dewey Decimal System because you got a new title with a new author name, and you're like, oh God, we gotta go redo all these cards now. Ridiculous. Writing in cursive and reading
I still
it.
Do that.
I do that, but I do know that they don't, not a lot of them teach it anymore either.
Well, that's the thing. So how do you develop a signature now?
I don't know.
I just scribble.
Because, like, your signature was basically your name in cursive.
Right.
If nobody knows how to write in cursive anymore, how does anybody have a signature?
What does it really matter if it's in cursive or not?
Well, I mean, I guess it
your
doesn't.
Your handwriting
but,
is your handwriting.
Yeah. Is it that distinctive, though?
And also, a lot of stuff anymore that you sign is all digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you just, it makes it cursive on the screen. Well, and then you just,
real estate agent, like I actually still use my digital signature as my actual signature. Mm-hmm. So like I wrote that in the one day, and now that's what shows up everywhere. But
you don't have to.
You don't have to do that.
I hate printing, though. It just takes way more time.
Well, yeah.
For some reason. I know it shouldn't, but
and
it does.
Ink is expensive, and printers freaking break on you like mine did. And, you know,
yeah, I do the half print, half cursive, and then I am the only one that is able to read my writing. It's great.
Yeah.
That's good. As it should be.
Hello, nurse, being a nurse, hers is like first letter, and then last letter of last name.
that's mine.
It. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mine looks like it's just madness. It's a bunch of up and down lines. Like it's just it looks like a freaking one of those earthquake registers or whatever. Like it's chaos. Setting up a VCR to record a TV show in advance.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, we haven't had VCRs since the 90s.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Transitioning to DVD.
Well, no.
Oh, setting
it up. Oh, yeah. So it taped right, because then if it went over.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you lost it. Right. You lost the end of the show or whatever you were watching.
Yeah. Yeah. The ability to make and count out change for a purchase.
Oh, my gosh. That's something, Mickey, I'm sure you can relate, especially with business
kids.
Owning. Yeah. If they can't put the dollar amount in, forget it. And if you, sometimes even if you give them like, if you give them an odd number, so say it's like $6 and you give them 21. Because you want
they
a 10 and a 5 back.
The
They're like, it's like very, no, you gave me too much. And you're like, take the one. Take it.
The person in this forum actually says the total was $9.91. I gave the cashier $10.01. Mm-hmm. You'd think I just handed them a live grenade.
I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. Yeah,
it is.
Says it's an expiring skill even for cashiers.
That's ridiculous. That's just basic math. And they should still be learning that instead of comic.
The funniest thing is now there's some places that I go where they don't even like. I think Sheetz does it that way.
What's that?
And I know like the dairy that we go to does it that way, where like it doesn't even count the change. You give them the money, they type it in, and it goes, and it just spits the change out into a tray.
Yeah.
Like they don't even need to do it now.
Wow,
it's like whatever. The computer just does everything for them. You all wonder why AI is going to kill us so easily.
That Terminator John Connor is like. Looking at us from the future, like,
have you seen that meme? He's looking at all of us.
He's
disappointed. I'm disappointed, frankly.
Because that's it. That's the situation.
I feel like I'm the only person that watched those movies. Anyway, remembering phone numbers, number four.
I still remember certain phone numbers. Mm-hmm.
There's certain ones I remember, but there's a lot I don't.
There's ones I remember, but incidentally, they are from prior to me ever having a cell phone. Like, I still remember, like, my dad's cell phone number off the top of my head. I remember my mom's off the top of my head because, like, that was before I had a cell phone. If I needed to reach them, I needed to know what number to dial them on. And they've
but
had the
after
same
that?
Number. They've had the same number my entire life.
But after that, after you got a cell phone.
No.
Yeah, gone.
Do you know your own cell phone number?
I do. Okay. Well, I have to because I give it to people. That's the thing that shocks me is when people don't know their own.
They
that,
go, hang
that
on,
is.
Hang on, and they're, like, looking up the info on their phone.
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
Your number.
I have two numbers, and I remember both of them. One is for business, and the other one is like my personal
pleasure.
Phone. literally. Yeah, but I remember, like, I don't know what Lazy Ease is. I don't know any of yours by heart.
Wow.
I know the people that will save me if there is an emergency.
Right.
Those are the numbers that
you
want to
hear something really crazy? I don't even have Mickey saved in my phone.
Well, that doesn't shock me.
I don't save a lot of numbers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know your number when I see it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, are you saved in my phone or are you just through the chat?
We just mostly talk through the group chat.
Yeah.
Although you and I text, though.
No, I think I've texted you before.
You have,
something.
And that's how I know is the continuous conversation.
Yeah.
I have you saved in my phone, don't worry. You and me are better friends than him.
Whatever.
Than you and him.
Care.
But I still remember my childhood phone number, though, that I had growing up.
Same.
What?
I remember it.
Was it 8-6-7-5-309?
No, it wasn't it. I want to
call
that
the same
number.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember my grandparents' number because I used to call that a lot. I know Hello Nurse's number.
Oh, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for a number of reasons. Mostly, it's never going to help me because you said, if somebody's going to come save you. Every time I call her, she doesn't answer. So, like, you know, that's not going to save me at all. But I know it because there are stores that I go to.
Yes,
where
that's
like,
why I know. That's why I know proofreaders.
Yeah,
it's the gold card.
Yeah, it's to get the discount. Yeah, because she has. If I don't have a store card there, she usually does. So I know her number to punch it in always just to see.
Yeah,
that's accurate.
Yeah. Giving the TV a karate chop to fix the reception.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I remember that. Now you do that, you break your TV.
Yeah. Was there something in the TV? Was there a component that needed to be like
jostled around?
Yeah.
Tubes.
Well, that there were tubes, and I think that did actually whacking it did help clear them out.
Sometimes.
That's what she said.
You were so fast.
Now, the irony here, okay, unknotting curly telephone wires to get all the curls facing the right way.
As headphones!
We're all wearing wired headphones. I spent the first, like, 10 minutes of the show sitting here trying to idly untangle it because it was all knotted up.
Yep. Well, they had to make money somehow, so no more phones. Attach them to headphones.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it happens with the chargers.
Sure.
Yeah.
All the time.
Does anybody have landline phones anymore?
My mom does.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she still has it. She never uses it.
We had a landline number only because when we had the internet through the phone company, for some reason it made it less expensive if we had the landline with it.
I think we have one then because of that.
We never made a single call off that damn number. I had never even bought a phone for it.
No. Ours sometimes come up across the TV that someone's calling and I'm like, sorry, whoever you are, obviously spam because no one knows that phone number.
Right.
I don't even know that phone number.
Finally, wrapping textbook covers with a brown paper bag.
Aww. Yeah.
It says textbooks are mostly online now. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
So what is it? Especially after COVID.
Yeah, because you had to carry that damn thing around. You had to keep it in your locker. If you returned it damaged, you had to pay for it.
I still remember Dominic Jones. In high school,
he just put this dude on blast.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
God, I don't even know if he's still alive. But
he's in that submarine.
He might be in the submarine. But he had a textbook, and the one kid spun a corner real fast and slammed his book on it. And it went into it. And he goes, I'm going to have to pay for that. Never forget that.
Wow, that had to hit that quarter like perfectly.
Oh, it did. It was outstanding. And his face.
I'm gonna have to pay for that.
I'm gonna have to pay for that.
Yeah, you had to wrap it and protect it. But then like you would get to draw all kinds of kooky designs and stuff on the covers.
Right.
For like the
whole year. Not in your notebooks. On the covers of your paper books.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, that's gone now. Kids don't get to experience that. But then again, you also don't have to lug. Oh, God. When I was in high school, there were...
Yeah.
Did you guys... I feel like everybody had to have known people. There were two girls in my high school.
Okay.
They were odd, right? But for whatever reason... Because I used to go back to my locker between periods. Mm-hmm. Like, I would go back. I would grab...
No.
I would throw in the book that I was done using, and I'd grab the book that I needed for the next class or the next two classes if I wasn't coming back around to that side of the school. And then I'd carry those because I'm not going to carry 1,000 books. They would carry every single book that they had. What that was you?
Oh, yeah.
That was me, too.
You were the weirdos that did that?
I had to when I was in...
Why aren't you more muscular from carrying all that weight around all the time?
That's a stomach. But the reason why I had to do it in eighth grade, and it was horrible because that's when we first went into high school. There was no middle school. So you were stuck with the seniors, and they would push your backpack, and I had a big duffel bag filled with the books because my locker was all the way down in the basement of the school. I had no way of making it back before class started.
Yeah, if you couldn't, that
so
would make sense.
I had to carry them all.
Because what did you have, like, between periods? It was usually, like, 5 minutes or something?
Yeah,
like
there
that.
Was no shot.
Not
five,
a lot.
7 minutes? It was something like that. It was a really
and
short
I was just
amount
too
of time.
Lazy to unlock my locker.
I still have dreams I can't unlock my locker.
I have dreams I didn't make it to class.
Yeah.
Or I don't know where the class is.
It's anxiety. It's adult anxiety. Manifesting through high school dreams. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, and college dreams of not knowing
it's
your schedule.
It's the trauma of high school is what it is.
Yeah, I used to time my stuff pretty close. But then, like, I would get stuck in a traffic jam on the stairs. Like, for whatever reason, people forgot how to walk upstairs or walk through doors. Like, same thing as, like, I should have known that I would hate driving back then. It's like, oh, people don't know how to merge, even though the on-ramp is here every day. Like, same thing. Nah. But yeah, that was the last one. That was number one.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all obsolete things. Yeah, there was a specific way to cut up a paper bag from the grocery store and fold it so that it would
cover your book.
It would
perfectly
wrap around the book cover. Wow.
That was fun.
I mean, they could do with their little Chrome laptops.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you could do that with your laptop.
I'm not going to do it with this laptop.
Do it.
It looks too good.
Do it.
But how am I going to wrap it around? It's going to cover half the screen.
Who cares?
No, you could just like do around the edges. Like,
well, that's going to cover the camera, and how's anybody going to be able to spy on me while I'm whacking it?
Where is the show going today?
Yeah, it's
13,000 feet down to the wreckage of the Titanic so that we could get freaking crushed by the ocean pressure.
We're getting sexy. Let's get that camera out.
Let's pop this tin can open and check out the state of those Pringles.
Yeah.
When they go deep, we go deeper.
Once you pop, you just can't stop. I just want chips now.
Pop like their brains inside their skulls when they decompressed. They depressurized.
Anyway. Now I don't want chips anymore.
Would you like some meatloaf?
Oh.
Ma! The meatloaf!
So that's going to wrap up the show because we're out of time. Mickey, unfortunately, you're going to have to keep drinking your horrible coffee for another week.
Oh, well.
But we'll have that for you next week. The hack to keep you awake rather than drinking coffee.
Or maybe I'll just fall asleep forever and not show up next week.
Oh, my God.
What are you, Kara? I mean, I know you've been rubbing off on her, but is she rubbing off on
maybe
you that bad now?
Sleeping is fun. Wow, you're so sweet.
You just realized that took you that long?
I was just waiting to see what you were going to do next.
Da 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 da. Show.
That was unexpected. Okay. Yeah. That is the show. Thanks for listening. We got a website. It's afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A. Afreakaccident.com. And we've got every episode we've ever done in the podcast section. We've got all of our social media links, which that listener active that we did happened on social media. Mm. So if you're not on our social media, following us, liking us.
You missed it.
Yeah, you missed out. But there'll be others. So get on there. We've got a shop with two t-shirts currently available for sale. They're not super pricey. You can also request free stickers. There's a form there to fill out, button to click. It's that simple. We've got, we're available everywhere that podcasts are downloaded. So
basically.
Pretty much. There's a couple new ones out, actually. We've gotten emails about them. I'm going to have to get us on there, too, because that's I want to be available everywhere. I want to be inside you already.
No, it's not worth it, and that's what she said on that. That's just...
It's pretty obvious.
We're going to be inside you before you even realize it. But that's...
In your ears.
That's right.
They're doing it in the ear. So, that's the goal. But in the meantime, you can find us on the main platforms, the major platforms, and make sure you subscribe. So you
I don't know. We might get canceled from those.
Probably. Who knows? We get this delightful, cancelable content delivered to you each week without even needing to think about it. And if you can, leave us a good review. That would help us out a lot because podcast reviews help their how they appear in those things. Mm. Like if they're reviewed well, they show up more. So help us out by giving us good reviews. And we'll help Mickey next week. Probably do some other stupid stuff like we do all the time.
Yeah.
And that way when you're subscribed, you'll automatically get it.
Yeah.
Super convenient.
Boom.
That's it. Don't go on any submarine rides. If you learned anything today, don't do that. Yeah. What else have we learned?
That's it. I don't want to go on a submarine.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be 80% smarter?
She still doesn't care. Right? Let's get out of here before more mistakes are made. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
I was expecting Celine Dion.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.